cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at callahansolutions.com. On Friday, I gave you some of my tips to avoid time management meltdown, as well as some tips from friends on Twitter. Today, I'll share two quick ideas from my colleagues. Today, it's more important than ever to make sure that the things that we choose to spend our time on are the right things. Charles E. Hummel says, "We realize our dilemma goes deeper than the shortage of time. It is basically a problem of priorities. We confess we have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done the things that which we have ought not to have done." So, also understand that the value of any activity is subjective. You are the captain of your ship, and you must follow your own compass. At different times in your life, you'll need to focus on time and energy in different ways. So here are the two tips from my colleagues. Tip number one comes from Hillary Hutchinson from Charleston, and she is also found on Chaos to Order, C-H-A-O-S, the number two, O-R-D-E-R, on Twitter. And she says, practice saying om. Just breathe deeply and then look at the projects that need to be done. Prioritize by due date, by estimating backwards how long it will take to complete. Break down into bite-sized pieces and put the pieces on the calendar. What gets scheduled is what gets done. Tip number two is from Sharon Loenheim. She's also known as the Organizing Goddess, Inc., and you can find her on Twitter at O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E-R-G-O-D-E-S-S, Organizer Goddess. So she says, keep a time log. The act of having to write down how you have spent your time will have the immediate results of keeping you focused on what matters most. After all, nobody wants to write down, quote, wasted 90 minutes in Facebook, quote, instead of writing that client report, right? So, in the coming days, I'll share some more tips from my friends and colleagues on this topic, and it should be fun. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree? What are you doing to manage the shifts that are happening in your place of business or with your time? Let's have a discussion. Just comment in that section below. And if you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, just come on over to my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie signing off and saying here's to your success.